Good morning, brothers and sisters. This is Wilmer Kaufman here with the morning devotional. 484-919-8850. I greet you all in the name of Jesus here this morning. Looking forward to studying His Word again here together with you all. May the Lord reveal Himself here this morning. Just like to read a little bit here this morning. Again, this morning I would like to look at what Jesus said after He said that He didn't come to change anything in the law, but He came to fulfill it. To see how Jesus came and He taught us to go deeper than just the law, the step one, step two, step three type of law that has no life in it at all. And neither did the people in that time have life to put to it. It was at a very dark time that Jesus said these words, and one of the reasons that it was such a dark time was not that the sun didn't shine. It was that the people had strayed from God's ways so far and had gone after their own understanding rather than the way of God. When we take our own understanding in the day that we live in, and we see that as light, Jesus said, if what is darkness, and we call it light, how great is that darkness? And Jesus looked at these different subjects here, and he like you said, He didn't come to change it, but to fulfill it. In other words, He was able to bring out a much deeper heart level, heart issues, which when we become clear before God, when these issues build up in our hearts, these checks and these roadblocks, these things that keep us from walking in clarity, keep building up in our lives, it is just really hard for us to see anything deeper than the words themselves. And a lot of times these things are written up that you can read them two ways. You can read them with the natural mind, and you can read them with the spiritual mind. And the meaning or the depths of some of these things really become alive when we are able to read them with spiritual minds. And so I would just like to share with you here this morning Matthew 5:38-48. You have heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. If any man shall sue thee at the law and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not away. Ye have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemy, bless them that curse you, Do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans do the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye have more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. I don't know about you, but this whole thing about verse 48 here, where it says, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. That is a verse that I've pondered about many times in the past. Not just did I ponder, but I've heard others ponder on that verse and talk about that verse and what does it mean to be perfect, even as our Father is perfect. Sometimes we get tripped up in some of these things because we don't take them in context in where they've been written in. And sometimes when we're willing to read in context where these things are written in, it becomes so clear. To be perfect, even as our Father is perfect, for in the Old Testament, it was an eye for an eye, tooth for tooth. Therefore, with what they had in their hearts, the way that they saw this, actually blinded them from seeing what Jesus is saying. And what blinded them in that day will blind us today. If we, with our enemies, which comes first? It's sometimes a little hard to tell. But if we have an enemy that we hate, if we have someone that we hate, and someone that has injured us, whether it's spiritually, emotionally, or physically, and we would love to retaliate. And for some of us, we're too much of a Christian to retaliate openly. However, inwardly, we are retaliating. And it is almost impossible for us to see what he's saying here when there's an open or closed retaliation going on in our lives towards another. I find it interesting here. It says that you may be the children of your Father. In other words, the children usually, in this verse, it's indicating that the children they follow in what their father does. And isn't that true? A father that has a connection with his children, usually his children will do what. Or will follow his footsteps. They will follow his interest. They will follow in what he does and what he does not. And that is so true for us. The enemy loves retaliation. The enemy loves, getting back at a person, getting even with a person. And, you know, the father of that is the enemy, the Satan. And Satan's children will love to retaliate. They will love to get even, to get back at that person. But God, our Father, if God, our Father, I'd like to put the question there, if God, our Father, would like to get even with us or with human mankind, or let's say all the humans, all the people, all the men and women in this world that have rejected him and hated him, become his enemy by rejecting the light and life that he has offered to them. We have been made into God's image, and God is light. And when he did that, he created something. He created us, men and women, to come to this world to bring light to this world, because we were made in his image. But many have rejected that light, which they cannot, as long as they live, they cannot entirely reject all of the light. I don't think that's possible. However, many men and women in this world, on this earth, have joined the opposite side. They have joined the side of darkness. They were created in his image and will always, until the day that they draw their last breath, will always, even though that they have joined the enemy side, the darkness side, they have agreed with the enemy and they become dark. They will always have the traits of, or maybe traits isn't the right word. They will always have some light because they were created by light and life. They were created to give light and life. But the point that I wanted to get across here this morning is by far the greatest number of men and women in this world today have joined the enemy force and have become an enemy to their maker. And yet, here it says, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. What a father. Think with me a little bit. What a father. How do you respond? And how do I respond? It says we are to be perfect like he is perfect. I believe the clearer that we are in our lives, and you might wonder what I mean by being clear. I think being clear in our lives is to come before the cross, to come before Jesus, and to have our hearts washed in the blood of Jesus, and to have our hearts clear from hatred and bitterness, and on and on and on it goes, and to come before the presence of God. And instead of wallowing around in the miry pit and clay, to be able to go forth in a free way, free from that sticky mud, free from those sticky things, and to be free indeed. And I think the clearer we get and the more that we see what God sees and we hear what God hears and we understand what God has put in our hearts to understand and we speak the things that he speaks, the more we are able to accept those around us, the differences around us. You know, there's one thing that I'd like to point out here. If there would be two sides, and there are two sides, sometimes we're just not willing to admit it. But if there's always the side of darkness and light, and if we would just have those, if you think with me here, if we'd have two sides and the sides would be clear, the one side would be light and the other would be dark. If we would reject the side that is dark, maybe that could, maybe we could reason in our minds, well, that would be okay. But the thing that really saddens me and has burdened me over and over and causes sadness for me is when there's sides on the light side. On the side of light, there's differences between brothers and sisters in Christ. And these differences rise to such a degree that they could no longer wish good upon each other. Lord, have mercy. Jesus, help us. Here we have a Father that lets his Son shine and lets his rain fall upon his enemies as well as his children. We are to be perfect like he is. And yet we find this such a struggle to accept the differences, even as children of God, one to another. Lord, help us. Lord, have mercy. Lord, you are working our hearts. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And that verse there has become so much clearer to me. When we have a pure heart, we are able to see God in, yes, even in the people that have rejected light and life and have gone their own way and are living according to their own understanding and are the children of the enemy. We are able to see something good in them because our Father, my Father in heaven, has created them. And he has created them in his image, light and life. Lord, help us to have a pure heart, to be clear in our heart, in our mind, and in our soul, and to be perfect as he is perfect. Why? Why all of this? All week long, we've been talking about relationships. Why these relationships? I'd like to ask another question here this morning. Why not the relationship? How are we going to be a light on a hill and salt for this world when we cannot have relationships, when we are angry with one another and we're angry with everybody. And in marriages, we've got divorces going on left and right. And we walk around with heavy burdens upon ourselves because we swore or vowed so many different things, or committed to, or pledged ourselves to. And we only come along, we only get along with those that smile to us. That's the only people that get a smile. Who would want that? Who would even want to be with such people? You see, I believe that God knew the best way to live, the healthiest way to live spiritually, emotionally, and physically, is to have peace with all men as much as possible. Relationships. You know, there's many an excuse for people. They say as many to have peace with all men as much as possible, but seemingly we have an excuse not to be at peace with this person and that person and this person and that person. The question that we have to ask ourselves, are we blessing our enemies? Are we praying for them? Are we giving life even to our enemies through prayer and through blessing them? How do we bless our enemies? The question that I have with that, how do we bless God? The same way that we bless God, we can take an example of that and bless our enemies. We think, well, how is a human being to be able to bless the Lord? David, in his writings, many times recommended to his own soul to bless the Lord. What does it look like to bless God? It's a question for us all, and I think it's an answer that we can get in the throne room of God when asked in a very real, open, and transparent way, wanting to know how to bless the Lord. I believe the answer is there. That answer is given to us when we enter into the throne room of God. I believe that when we live at peace with all men as much as possible, I believe we are able to live healthier lives spiritually, emotionally, and physically. But I think there's another reason that goes way beyond that. Maybe it makes us look good. I don't know if it probably does. But, you know, it makes Him, our Father, look good. It makes Him look like the mature one. It makes Him look like the one that has the power, the real power that we all long for. We can muscle over each other. We can verbally muscle over each other. We can retaliate. And seemingly there are times when we are on top. But there's nothing like being at a place where we can truly bless those that oppose us. That is the real power. That's the power that we long for. Why? Because that was the power that was meant to be for His creation. And His sons and daughters have it. Wow. What a God. What a Father. Praise the Lord forever and ever. Amen.